Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The deep roots that yield delightful fruit. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. One teenage boy straightens his room every day without being asked. Another straightens him only after endless appeals from his parents. Either way, the result is a clean room. But only one is the result of a right attitude. Abraham Kuyper points out the proper balance between a heart that wills and hands that work in the Christian life. Walk with Abraham Kuyper, a Dutch theologian who influenced his country for Christ in the 1800s to 1900s. The difference between sanctification and good works should be well understood. Many confuse the two and believe that sanctification means to lead an honorable and virtuous life. And since this is equal to good works, sanctification without which no one shall see God is made to consist in the diligent effort to do good works. Instead, sanctification is God's work in us in which He gives us a holy disposition, inwardly filling us with delight in His law and repugnance to sin. But good works are acts of mankind, which spring from this holy disposition. Hence, sanctification is the source of good works. Sanctification is a work of God. It works internally, imparts something to the believer, and roots him like a tree. Good works are of men, are external, and are the fruit produced by a tree that is rooted. To confuse the two leads people astray. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12.
1 Thessalonians 4. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more, for you know what instruction we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans, who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. Now, what about your love for one another? We do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
It's impossible for a tree to produce fruit without first being planted and nurtured. Only then can the nourishment rise to bring forth fruit. Sanctification and good works have a cause-effect relationship. God, in sanctifying you, gives you the capacity to bear spiritual fruit that is pleasing to Him. Fruit in abundance, fruit in season and out, fruit that is rooted in trusting Him. Read about it, thank God for it, then let your roots go down deep into the one who can make your life a source of fruit to His glory.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.